Barack Obama spent the better part of these last 2 years campaigning on the, quote, failed policies of the Bush White House. Well, earlier today, Mr. and Mrs. Obama paid a visit to the Bush White House for meetings with President Bush and the First Lady. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins me now. And Ron, I guess that could be grist for an awkward moment or two, but from what I could see, the TV images at least, it looked like it was going pretty smoothly.
Yes, they were congenial outdoors as they greeted each other with their wives, and they waved for the cameras and they walked inside. They spent about an hour together in the Oval Office and then nearly a second hour talking in the residence portion of the White House, which, of course, was being shown to both of the Obamas so that they could get some idea of where they might want to locate themselves and put their children, how they might want to redecorate. And while I think this was a ginger conversation between the two of them, I think it was cordial as well, and there was quite a bit to discuss.
Right. Well, this is a ritual. It happens every 4 years or every 8 years. But was there any substance at all?
You know, I believe there was. I believe that going into the discussion, the White House Chief of Staff currently, Josh Bolten, was saying that the president really did have a number of things he wanted to convey to his successor about how things are going in certain realms. And I think we're talking foreign policy here largely, but also in terms of the economic crisis and the rescue packages. And he wanted to have a little bit of a discussion to kind of unburden a little bit his own thoughts on what we ought to be doing on those fronts. And of course, we can assume the president-elect would have responded. That's why it took some time.
Well, over the weekend, the Obama transition team announced plans to overturn 200 of the president's executive orders. Is that typical?
Yes, if you have a transition between presidents who are this ideologically at odds. When President Clinton was leaving office 8 years ago, he and his administration made the effort to change a number of things, particularly in the environmental field, set up some new wilderness areas and what have you, and make it difficult for that to be dismantled. And when the Bush administration did take office, they did look at a range of executive order policies, things that did not involve congressional action. And they tried to reverse as much of that as they could in a short time and install new policies through executive order. Now we'll be seeing that moving from right to left instead of from left to right.
And what are some of the highlights?
I expect one of the main things that they'll want to go at is the policy with respect to embryonic stem cell research. This is the kind of research that actually involves human embryos. And while President Bush was willing to allow research on stem cells generally, he banned any research that involved human embryos. So I think that'll be one of the first things they reverse. There'll be a number of things having to do with Medicare rules and a number of things in the environmental policy area as well.
And meanwhile, President-elect Obama is trying to figure out who's going to be in his cabinet, who will be in the White House. And, you know, for all the changes that we expect, there will be three high-profile holdovers. Tell us about those.
Yes, the Robert S. Mueller III is still going to be running the FBI. That continues into 2011. And also the Admiral Michael Mullen, who is currently the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, appointed by the Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who was himself appointed by George Bush, of course. He continues for at least one more year. And by tradition, it would be expected that he would continue for two more, although that's not required. And finally, and perhaps most importantly of all, the chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve. That is the man we call Mr. Chairman, Ben Bernanke, the guy who's in charge of the money supply, is in place into 2010, filling out his four-year terms. All of these offices had their terms set so as to straddle presidencies and not be entirely subject to just one president's appointment.
And what about Robert Gates? Is he expected to stay on?
Gates might be asked to stay on for a few months, but ultimately I don't think he'll be Secretary of Defense throughout the first presidential term. I think it'll just be transitional and perhaps shorter than that.
Okay. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thank you very much.
Thank you, Madeline.